last year we actually said no to building 10,000 houses in the area because of the lack of infrastructure, and there are country roads around here and they're already overcrowded. The development on the Hatfield Garden Village site is lacking in quite a few areas because there was no money put into the infrastructure issues. The school's already tripled in size, and none of these issues have been addressed by the council. There's no funding for the infrastructure at the moment.
Can you take me through a sort of a daily routine for a family here? You've talked about there not being the infrastructure. It's noticeable there are a lot of families around us. And, of course, there's the school run in the morning. So with the number of houses that you already have, how are things working in the morning?
Well, there's 1,000 houses in this village currently, and we still like to think of ourselves as a village with the character of a village. But in the morning, you can see everybody rushing out of their houses at about 8:40 to get their children to school. And we're very fortunate that we don't have to drive anywhere to do our school run. We do a walk, so there's quite a lovely feel with all the families in the morning. And I think a lot of people would agree that is essential to the character of this area. And we don't know what would happen if we had 2,000 new homes, where the schools would be, if there would be any schools. I believe some considerations being given, but you know how that would affect us, we don't know. And it's going to be on greenbelt land, which has to be declassified. And I think there are a lot of residents that actually have an aspect onto the greenbelt land, and they'd be disappointed to lose those lovely views. And as you said, it's quite quiet here today. We're in the middle of a parked area, and you can't hear any traffic or any noise. So it would be very disruptive to the area.
Let's talk about opposition to these plans, because it's extremely difficult, isn't it? Because any community that says, well, we don't want it here, they're always accused of that NIMBYism, aren't they? They're not in my backyard. It'll be better somewhere else. And the reality is the houses have to go somewhere. And then there's a lot of caution as well on the part of campaigners here in this community, because they don't want to appear to be, maybe not racist, but sort of anti-gypsy, shall we say. And it's a very difficult thing, isn't it? I mean, how easy is it to actually put down your opposition without seeming this way?
Yes, well, if you are going to fill in and comment on the local plan, you're not allowed to say that you don't directly want the travellers, because that's considered to be racist. And I do understand that they are a community group and they are a minority group, and there are special regulations surrounding them. They have a site already that we've inquired why isn't that area being expanded, but there are apparently some specific details about the land in that area. So, the Human Rights Commission have actually written quite a big report about the gypsy travellers and specific needs that they have. And I think there are just general concerns. I mean, there are a lot of things that haven't been measured, like the crime rates, because they can't target them specifically because of the equal opportunities laws. But I think people just have concerns about change and what they've heard in the media previously and some people's own experience of them. So there are just concerns, I think.
You're really highlighting this feeling of helplessness. You almost make it out that a decision's pretty much been made and you're bracing yourself for the worst, I suppose. But you're not sitting idly by. You are doing something about it. We've got a march that's happening, and a considerable number of people will be presenting a petition to Welland Hatfield Borough Council. Can you just talk me through the thinking behind this? Do you think it could make much of a difference?
We hope so. We really want to get the message to the council, who have already voted that this is the area they want to have the houses, that we're not happy about it. They call it the consultation phase, but they didn't even bother to tell any of the residents. We only found out about it before Christmas. So all this has been organised by local residents who obviously feel strongly about it. With 3 days' notice, we organised a meeting at the school and 150 residents turned up. And we've got almost 800 signatures on a petition. Although I don't know if the petition's strong enough, we have been told that people need to comment on the plan on the website. As I said, it's called the Emerging Core Strategy and the Local Plan. But they're quite difficult to log on to. So a petition's just an easy way to show the council that there is a strong feeling about it and that they shouldn't just assume that we're a soft touch and run ahead with it.